You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
Welcome to my sexy Don't podcast. You know it's your host, sexy Sabrina Jalice. And who's your guest?
That is my tribal name.
Yes, oh my god, you're talking before I introduce you.
Sorry.
We are going off the rails. My guest today, she runs her own show at UCB. Check. East. UCB East, the east side, the controversial side. Check. We've got a girl who blogs for Glamour. Check. She was in the Amy Schumer show and Broad City in the same year.
No? Sashir.
Oh. Listen, we got the wrong black girl here. She just got hired on SNL. But you were on Broad City, right?
I was on BC, yeah.
And what are the other differences between you and Sashir?
Allegedly, she's dating Drake. That's what I heard.
I heard that, too.
Okay. I was like, should I say that? But, like, whatever. Allegedly, so it's fine.
But Phoebe's dating, sorry, Sashir, but Phoebe's dating
John Mayer,
real man named John Mayer. Ooh.
Not the actual John Mayer.
I love the actual John Mayer.
But he has a racist dick.
Why?
He said in that, like, Playboy interview that he has, like, a David Duke dick.
Who's David Duke?
David Duke is like a huge like white race. Supremacist racist dude.
Oh, why do famous people fuck up so hugely?
Yeah.
All they have to do is be like, oh man, all this money, all these fans, loving it. Come see my show. Hope they find the Malaysian plane. Like likable shit. But then they're like, you know, every 100th celebrity is like, I hope they never find the plane.
Yeah. So
my penis is Hitler.
Yeah, so I have the non-offensive John Mayer in my life. So
this is the best extended intro.
Yes.
Put your hands together for Phoebe Robinson. You also have a podcast. You've got so much stuff going on. You really are a hardworking lady. And I said this to you when you came in today and you're like, am I? Which is the tall tale tells signs of a hardworking person. I work pretty hard, not the most hard, but if anyone ever said, like, girl, and people do sometimes, they're like, you just work so hard. I'm like, yeah, keep the illusion alive. Writing a screenplay with my toes right now. I'm also writing a screen plow with my toes. Both. Double task toes. Where did you grow up?
The Cleveland, Ohio, in the suburbs.
And just so you know, I tilted my head and gazed into her eyes as I said that. So I'm getting better at interviewing people. Cleveland, Ohio, in the suburbs. What do your parents do for their living?
My mom is an accountant, and my dad does real estate.
Can she do my taxes?
She just finished mine. She saved me thousands of dollars.
She should have like a...
Because I save receipts, so she was able to write off like $3,000 worth of stuff, which is
You should make a commercial for her... That like parodies the H&R Block commercial of like every year H&R Block takes millions of clients away from Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. Octavia's trying to make it work.
Octavia.
Yeah, it's her name.
Yeah, that probably made you a strong lady growing up with a mom named Octavia. You can't really be that shy if you're named Octavia.
I used to be shy. Like, I remember when I went to school as a kid, like super young, I like hid behind my mom's leg. Like, I didn't want to like meet the teacher.
Because she had strong Octavia legs.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm shy.
That was you?
I mean, I didn't sound like that. But
actually, last episode, we talked to Jacqueline Novak about reverting back to your childhood, and you just did it.
Yeah, I'm shy.
I'm shy. This is what I was like growing up.
Hi.
Let's meet each other. Okay. All right. Here we go. Class is starting and now.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Phoebe. What's your name?
I'm Sabrina.
That's a cool name.
You want to be my partner?
Yeah.
Life partner. I'm a lesbian.
Oh. Can I think about it?
Well.
I'm not into committing to stuff right now.
I'm holding auditions first recess. And also, I'm very shocked at how quickly I came out to you. I think I'm going to put that news back into my own personal closet in my heart and revisit in about 10 to
14 years.
I think we should get rid of, I know you're supposed to be interviewing me, but I feel like we should just get rid of the term coming out of the closet. Like, I think as human beings, we should just stop assuming that the default sexually for people is straightness.
Duh.
And then that way we can get rid of being in the closet.
Just I love that you were apologizing before you were saying the thing that makes me wet every time we broach the subject. Of course. Of course. We're all just sexual beings. And also, yeah, this is a real, like, are you disgusted when you look at, if you're a man, are you like, ew, when you look at Brad Pitt? Or what's more contemporary?
Idris Elba.
Is that John Mayer's other penis? JK, I know who it is. Yeah, Idris Elba. Do you look at Idris Elba and you go like, ugh, I would never. Right. I'd never want to caress that man. No, everybody wants to caress each other. Everybody would love. Spooning is the shit. And like, I don't need someone to slip their peenie in me. I just don't. Because that's where I lean. But oh, you can hold me and I can. One time in Miami, yeah, I went to a male stripper. I didn't go. It makes me sound like I was in the night with a trench coat being like, where are the male strippers? But I went to a gay club. Mm-hmm. Why are you saying ew?
Because you're straight. Male strippers are like cheesy.
No, not at a gay club. Okay. This was like an underground, like, okay, let's set the scene. It's South Beach. It's a gay club. It's like not a strip club, but you go into this back room and there's like all these men wearing these like diesel boxers. They're sort of like thumbing the rim of their boxer. I think I actually may have talked about this on the podcast. People are like, this is the only story she's got. It really is my only penis story. But anyway, my friend bought me a $20 lap dance and then the man put my hand on his peenie. So all this to say, when I held the peenie, I was like, yo, I understand.
Wait, like,
I get it.
Over the fabric of his underwear, inside.
I'm starting to become very conscious of the fact that my mother is on this podcast every episode and will listen. But mom, I'm going to make you proud and say, on the inside.
What?
Yeah!
That is so scandalous.
Right?
Yeah, like I just would never go to a strip club. Just the idea of it doesn't appeal to me.
No,
like
it
male
doesn't,
or female.
No, it doesn't appeal to me either, but there was something more rad about the male strip club.
Yeah.
Males for males, I think. He also said to me, like, I'm straight. He was like, he looked like Brazilian Clark Kent.
Ooh.
He was like, I'm straight and I think you're very beautiful.
Aww.
And I was like, I think you're beautiful too, because I didn't want to.
So where are you on the spectrum? Are you like...
I'm like 85%, I'd say. 85% gay, 15%. Where are you?
I feel like I'm probably like 94% straight.
Mm-hmm. So ladies, you got that 6%. That 6% margin. Move slow and like a man at first. Reveal your gender later. Phoebe Robinson and the 6%. Calculated by Octavia Robinson. Every year, parents leave the margin of their daughter's sexuality. Billions of percentage. That may have made sense. Could have been brilliant. We got to move on, guys. We've got more questions, conversation. Thank you for listening to my sexy podcast. This is the first time that I've...
Are you doing, like, in podcast commercials between questions?
This is the first time I'm doing it, but I feel like it's a good instinct. So who knows? Someone might be running. They're flipping through podcasts. They don't understand which one they're listening to. They're like, ah, oh, this sounds like Marc Maron. No, this is Sabrina Jalice and Phoebe Robinson on my sexy podcast.
If you want to sound like Marc Maron, you have to complain about yourself for 45 minutes before the guest comes out.
Okay, well, let's do that.
My girlfriend's crazy. I mean, he's funny.
Like, he chews his complaint. I feel fat.
Yeah, I gotta stop eating. It's like, you have a good body for like a guy in his 50s. Like, shut up.
I kind of like it when guys complain about their bodies, though.
I know, but it's like, if you look good, it's like, just don't. I don't want to hear it.
You look good. Do you work for it?
I'm going to have to, I got to start because I'm
you
turning.
You don't, no, you're like one of those assholes that has never had to. You're turning what?
30 this year. And so my metabolism is slowing down. And so
because you read that in a book or you're feeling it?
No, because my body's like, bitch.
It sent
tired.
A message.
I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired of burning off these Cinnabons, bitch. So I've probably put on like 20 pounds since I started dating John.
Oh my God, I have put on weight too.
And which is fine. I've like come to like for a while I felt really unattractive, but I'm fine with it now. But it's just weird because you recognize that you are gaining weight, but like you don't really think about where you're gaining weight. So like my vagina's bigger.
No, really?
Like all my underwear is tight. All my underwear is tight now.
No, but that's like your ass filling out the back of your underwear. No, you can't blame it all on the labes.
That's all in the labes.
It's all in the labes?
No, I mean,
how many pounds would you say it was?
It's probably
at the end of this podcast, we got a scale in the back. We'll put both of ours on. And we need you guys to tweet at Sabrina Jalise guessing who's got the heavier puss.
We'll go to Zabar's. We'll put my vagina on a scale.
What's Zabar's?
That's like a Jewish deli.
Oh, my God.
In New York. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's not just my butt. Like my,
it's your vagina, too.
It's like eating my underwear. It's like, it's like hungry hippos. It's like, is that Hanes?
I've always needed like a wider margin. Is that a margin? Or like this, some underwears are just like, you know, the back of a thong in the front. And I'm like, what are you trying to,
I feel like
who
a lot of underwear is, and I'm about to get racial, is designed for white women. So like,
good
there's
points
not,
this year.
There's, so there's like not a lot of coverage in the backside. So everything makes my butt looks like BT like after dark, and I'm like, I'm not like, I'm telling John, I'm like, I'm not trying to be provocative, this is cotton, breathable cotton, like I'm just don't have coverage here.
I'm not trying, I want you to know, I'm not trying to be as sexy as I come up. I gained weight when I went on the road, and now I feel like realizing you've gained weight is like its own coming out. Which shouldn't you shouldn't have to, but you do. Like, and then also there's like the denial of like, I'll like weigh myself in flip flops now and be like, oh, those flip flops are like 12 pounds.
Yeah.
Every pair of pants, I'm like, oh, I just put them in the dryer for sure. But I had moment of realization last week with the belt, because like my belt usually I have 3 points in, and I was like struggling for the 1 point, and I was like, oh, we got to turn this boat around.
I find that I eat healthier when I'm on the road.
What?
I don't know why. Like, I work out more.
What do you eat? I like that the gym is in the hotel, but, like, I find myself being like, I've got to... You don't drink beer.
No.
Because I'm like, I've got to taste the beers of the area.
Yeah.
And I've got to taste the desserts of the area.
Like, I'll have... Like, whenever I go to L.A., I'm pretty much like a pescatarian. Like, I'll have, like, a little bit of meat, but it's mostly,
that's someone
like,
who really regards Joe Pesci highly. As they eat, they pray to Joe Pesci.
You talking to me? No, that's not him. What did he say? You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny? That's from Goodfellas. I mean, he doesn't do it that shittily. You think I'm funny?
That's what he did for his audition. You think
I'm funny? That's what
an that
open
was a mix of Joe Pesci and
an open micer.
Eight-year-old you and an open micer.
Yeah. You think I'm funny? Seriously. I'm funny to you. Funny how? Yeah, see?
I didn't watch so many classic
you
movies, so I just
Goodfellas?
Have to like, I always have to decide when someone's doing something like that, either to be like, oh shit, yeah, that scene, or admit that I didn't see so many classics because my parents were just immigrants trying to navigate the world of Canada.
Yeah, that's
let
fine.
Alone rent movies that are like hot topics.
You're... Yeah, Goodfellas is a super hot topic. I felt so old this week because I'm older than John. John's 26.
Oh my God, you and Demi Mooring.
And we were watching, is it TCM or TMC? I can't remember which one. Turner Classic Movies, I think. And The Philadelphia Story was on, which is like one of my all-time favorite.
Tom Hanks is in it?
No.
It's what?
The Philadelphia Story.
What?
Not the Philadelphia is about AIDS. The Philadelphia Story is a romantic comedy.
Oh,
starring
I was thinking. I was like, what an interesting movie for Phoebe Robinson to just love. Like, between that and Dallas Buyers Club, I mean, I am wet.
No, the Philadelphia Story is like probably my top two romantic comedies of all time. It stars
Who's in it?
It's a young Jimmy Stewart. He was 30 at the time. Super young Jimmy Stewart.
But when was this shot? This wasn't even like...
Like 1940.
Yeah, this wasn't contemporary. You were like, I feel so old that I rented this from the library last week.
But this is why... So it's him, Cary Grant, and this other one, and Katharine Hepburn. So John never seen it. And I was like, oh my God, I love this movie. Let's watch it. He was like, oh yeah, this is good. And he was looking at Katharine Hepburn. He's like, who is that? And I was like...
But you're freaking out over something
that's like a generational difference that like
that's like watching Charlie Chaplin with him and being like, you don't know this episode.
But you know what I mean, like there's gonna be a generation that's gonna be like
Jennifer Aniston is that person,
right? They're gonna be like, oh, I love
to people being born now.
Yeah, and it's like Katharine Hepburn is amazing, and so I had to like break it down, and I was just like, you are a different
she's not related person. To Audrey Hepburn, or she is?
They're not related.
Thank you for clearing it up. But clearing up rumors, pop culture rumors, 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 my sexy podcast. Do you think that probably disrupts
that
the
was
conversation
good.
A bit?
That
one was
funny.
Good?
Yeah.
Podcast rumors, rumors, rumors. Now I'm going into my old question bag. Can we get the question bag sound effect? Ay, 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 in my bag. Oh, no.
Do you think
I'm doing okay for this?
Yeah, you're doing good.
I mean, I'm framing it in a way that... What are you going to say?
No, you're doing bad.
Okay.
You could work on all of it, basically. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Ask me a question.
Okay. I'm going to get real personal.
Uh-oh.
How many grams does your pussy weigh underwater? Also, you can choose which question to answer. What about... Oh, what? So writing, I've written mm-hmm. for shows too. You write for Girl Code.
Mm-hmm.
Writing when you're not on the show, how do you feel about it? Obviously the way I feel. Do you feel the way I feel where you're writing stuff and then you're like, good luck saying it the way I would.
It's fine because we don't write jokes for the girls. We just kind of break down all the episodes and come with all the topics and what the angles
should be. Coming up.
We don't write that, but we come up with the little like visuals that's like the girls like looking at her vagina in a mirror, and we wrote like a lot of sketches. So, like that was like I wrote like five sketches this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I had such a hard time trying to figure out how to write sketches. Did you?
No, I'm
better than you.
No, I think because I studied writing in college.
So did I.
But, like, screenwriting.
So did I.
Did you really?
No. I studied radio and television production. Shout out to Ryerson. Ryerson fans, tweet at me, yo.
Ryerson.
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 Ryerson Rams.
So
there was one class that I... Yeah, I didn't really study it as much as you did. You studied all 4 years screenwriting?
So it was... So your first year, it is poetry and fiction... And then as you advance, there's like stuff like creative nonfiction. That was like really what, like my class was really the first class to be like, we want to be screenwriters. Like there were, I think, four of us.
Yeah.
We're like, we really want to be screenwriters. So they're like, oh, we got to find to teach some screenwriting classes. So we were like really kind of like the guinea pigs for that. And I think there's more screenwriters.
You invented the class and then they hired the teacher?
Yeah.
Yo, you a boss.
So... And, you know, for
so
me, with
comedy,
so for comedy, like whenever I'm like writing something funny, I'm like each page, and this is just like an old rule, like each page should just have like three jokes a minute.
My problem with writing sketches, which I feel like I'm getting better. I was writing on a sketch show last month, and then I felt like, okay, I'm getting the hang of it more, but I just like set up, like it just comes off two-dimensional because I've got ideas for jokes, and then I'm like one person's the one that like sets them up for the joke, and the other one...
Yeah, you gotta like alternate and like make it so. I mean, the web series I just started writing now, like it's about me.
What's it gonna be called?
IRC, which stands for Interracial Couple. John's white. And so the fictional John is more of the straight person than I am.
Okay.
But I like. In the script, I'm like making sure that I give him his moments.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, this is not just a showcase for me. It's also going to be like for whomever plays my pretend boyfriend.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to have auditions for it? Or are you going to...
Well, I got to figure out all the episodes. I want to write all the episodes by the end of May and then figure out what the order would be. And then, you know, then I'll know, like... Because sometimes you, like, I'll have an idea for an episode, and as I'm writing, I'm like, oh, I should introduce, like, this kind of character. And so then it's, like, an opportunity for me to think about who do I know that I could kind of write in their voice, and they can, like, be in it or whatever. So, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird that, like, I would have auditions because I'm not an actor, even though I'm taking acting classes at
the end of the month. No, but that's the most fun. And the best part about being in New York, too, is that there's so many people that just want to be a part of things.
Yeah.
That you just got to rent a room.
But I feel like I could just be like, hey, you're just going to be this person. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't Captain Phillips. Like, I don't need...
Can you just let me pretend to cast your web series? Because I would just love that power. You said you're taking acting classes. Like, one thing that like, a feeling that I have to fight the whole time in acting class is like, first of all, I don't want to be told what to do, but I have a joke about that, so just look that up on YouTube. I'm not here to do material today. But the feeling is just like, I didn't get into this business to be like on this end. Like, I'm the one talking to people. I'm the one telling people what I think. So to be part of the cattle of actors standing there as this teacher is like, you know, has all the power.
Yeah.
I immediately just want to hijack her job.
Oh, see, I've never taken acting classes before, so
you're
gonna
feel that way.
I'm very excited.
You should be excited. It's gonna be great. But then it's also, there is a part of it, you know, and actors are very like that person that I've taken a lot of classes where the teacher is a casting agent. It just makes me want to be a casting agent because like that, I want the power.
Yeah,
I want power. Yeah, but that's good. That's the way to get power, is to write your own web series.
Yeah, because I don't really...
IRC.
Yeah, I don't really think anybody wants, right now, particularly, like, the industry is looking for a non-stereotypical black girl. Like, if I was just like, girl! chicken
go
nuggets,
on.
Girl!
Go on.
That is, like, the worst when I go on commercial auditions and I go...
You're like, could you please just... do exactly what you did.
Yeah, like, if I go, I'm going to just say, if I go, like, I'll get called in to do McDonald's commercials. And I know that if I walk in the room and there's only other black people in the room, they want, like, girl, milkshakes are only 98 cents. Say, what? It's like, I'm not doing that. It's a milkshake that probably tastes like diarrhea.
But it's so in your character to do.
Girl!
I mean, when Phoebe's not doing podcasts, she is just hunting for chicken nuggets and milkshakes.
Shamrock milkshakes for St. Patty's Day. What? This shit is green and vanilla? It's like, what are we talking about?
But that's not what the industry wants now, right?
That's kind of what
that's what they want.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that they're leaning away from it. I had, like, real talks. When I first started coming to New York, I started doing stand-up a little bit after 9/11. A lot of my stuff was racial material, so my equivalent of girl. But it wasn't. It was, like, my take on it, but it was still, like, my dad was a big character in my stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of impressions of him, and I'll never forget my very first showcase for Comedy Central. My manager was like, okay, well, they like you, but they don't like anything you're doing. They don't want you to be doing the racial stuff. They prefer, like, I maybe had, like, one joke that didn't have to do with it, and they're like, well, they liked that. And I was like, do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
For someone who knows the classics, you are not getting a classic song that nobody gets.
What song is that?
It's like in a horror movie when everything's going crazy and bad. I actually did this in my relationship for years before Shauna was like,
what
the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, that is...
I do that to punctuate, like, the horror.
Are you trying to do, like, the Mike Myers music, but
sing
horribly?
Sing that one.
Is it like...
No. I'm doing...
No.
And then it goes up an octave, if that's what it's called. An Octavia, let's call it.
It goes up an octave.
It goes up one, accounting lady.
Oh, it's good. I like it. Yeah.
Someone Shazam that. Shazam will be like, no, thank you. I want a milkshake.
Yeah, but I'm excited about doing a web series and getting out there.
And you've already written most of it?
I've written one episode. I've started another one. And yeah, I just think it'll be.
Do you have Final Cut?
I have Final Cut.
Oh, shit. See, that's what's holding me back in this world.
I'm sorry, I have Final Draft. I don't have
Final Draft. Yeah, sorry.
I don't have Final Cut yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you have a bootleg version?
A Final Cut? No, I have the real.
The real deal? You bought it?
I bought that shit,
babe. This girl's committed to her craft.
I bought that shit.
Oh, I just can't splurge on it. These people from France moved up top above me.
Yeah.
And they're French pirating stuff. JK, they're not, but they are. So I think
you should just buy with someone else, because Final Draft allows you to share the software with one other person.
Who do you got?
I share it with Beth McGregor.
You should also have dibs on what happens in their career. You like split it, and then you're like, if you sell something, I get 27%. That, you know what I should do? I should get Final Draft, then go to NYU, hold auditions for your web series, but audition writers, and then be like, ooh, this guy's the next Jerry Maguire. I don't even know what that reference means. This guy's the next Ben and Will. What did this do? Ben Affleck and
Matt Damon.
Will Smith. Matt Damon, yeah. Find the next Ben and Matt, and then give them Final Draft for free. Make them promise to give half the... Look, guys, I've got it all figured out. Listen,
this is a great plan.
I have worked it out. Okay, well, are we feeling hopeful about our lives?
I think so. I'm trying to figure out my financial situation, but...
And I'm trying to tell her to Airbnb her place.
I don't want to do that. I don't want some nasty-ass bitches in my apartment.
But you don't choose nasty ones. You choose good
ones. You don't know people.
Why don't you let me stay in your place for the weekend and see how you feel about it.
How much are you going to pay me?
Nothing. This is just you should pay me. I'm testing out. I'm trying to break you into an industry.
No, I don't mind like letting comics like who are out of town visit.
Thank you so much. We'll be there on Friday, and we'll leave on Thursday. 3 weeks later.
Who comics like want to crash in my place as they're like in town, but like some stranger, like people are disgusting. Like people like pick their butt and then like don't wash their hands. I don't have time. I don't want that on my Samsung TV.
Is that so disgusting, Phoebe?
Yeah, that's
and also
pretty...
I wouldn't put it on your Samsung TV. I would smell it once and fall asleep.
I've done Airbnb like when
have
John
you picked
and I,
your butt and then
no but John
yeah
and I,
you
no,
have
I yeah, no you John have. And I when we went to Puerto Rico but the difference
name dropping
the difference is like this couple like they had their house and then behind their house was like another like little apartment thing, so it's like they're renting out space.
Yeah,
they
so
don't
it's
live
even
in
more transient.
Right, so that's different, but this is, like, my home. Like, this is, you know, where I live. Like, I don't want... If I had, like, a second place, I would rent that shit out all the time.
Just tell me what your creative process is.
My creative process...
You're good with quick turns.
Am I?
Not now, but before.
I mean, it all depends. I was telling you off air...
Off air, off book.
I'm a slow writer, and a lot of people don't believe me because I churn out a lot.
She pumps out a lot of shit, and it's hard to believe that she said that. I think she's a liar.
I am, but like...
Between you and me, I think she's a liar, and I don't trust anything she said so far.
But like my scandal recaps, I write scandal recaps for Glamour. Those on average take me probably like 5 hours to write.
As they should, though, because you're also not just typing your little wrists away the entire time.
Yeah.
You're refreshing your Facebook feed...
Yeah, I take for like
she's constantly calling me and being like, "What do I do with this? How do I?" And I screen the calls because I know she's trying to poach my scandal.
But yeah,
but that's five hours. You know that when you start at midnight, you'll end at 5 a.m. And
probably,
in the meantime, you'll read a bunch of BuzzFeeds about what city you should
have lived in. No, it's like I watch the show, so I take notes as I watch. So that can take me anywhere from like an hour and 15 and like 2 hours to do that. Because sometimes, like, something will happen, and I'm like, oh, I have, like, an idea of a joke. So I'll, like, try and figure out the joke. And then once I do, then I'll unpause it and then, like, move on. But, yeah, I don't know how I get anything done. I'm so slow. I'm a procrastinator.
I hate writing drafts. Like, I like to just finish it and be done with it.
Yeah.
That's a hard one for me. It's like revisiting something is not for me. No, thank you. Please. I'm perfect the first time around. Please.
I edit as I go. So that also is actually not a good habit. But I've always written that way. So that slows it down. But generally speaking, when I'm done writing something, it's kind of like I've done two drafts in one sitting, if that makes sense.
I get it. You've got a bigger dick and a heavier pussy. I hope that becomes a thing where, like, women are like, you know, that's like, got clout.
It's like the...
You can tell that bitch has a light pussy by the way she just teeters around.
It's like the whole pelvic region, just like... That whole area, like the encasing.
Yeah, yeah. The top. The don't they call that fupa?
Yeah, but I don't have a fupa. Fupa.
What's fupa? stand for.
Fat
upper
under,
pussy.
Yeah, upper fat upper
fat under pussy would be between your pussy and your that would be the hole.
Yeah, no, fat upper pussy area. Yeah, yeah.
Learning, living, laughing, my sexy podcast. So you can check out Phoebe's glamour rundown funny recappies on glamour.com.
Yeah, in June I'm gonna start recapping Orange is the New Black.
Very soon she's gonna start recapping Orange is the New Black. That's a good show. I like it.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And then I was gonna ask you, do you have siblings?
I have an older brother. He's great. He's back in Cleveland near our parents, and he and his wife are going to have their first baby soon.
What the hell?
I know, it's crazy.
How do you feel about that, really?
I'm excited, but
I want you to cry at this point.
It just reminds me that I'm going to die.
It reminds you that that the baby's going to live longer.
Yeah, but it's also because I'm the baby of the family, so I think sometimes...
Me too. I would feel... a little bit of feelings.
Yeah, so you grow up thinking that you, like, stupidly, that you're the youngest person in the world. But now there's going to be a baby that's clearly younger.
And going to be so much attention from the family.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, I don't care about that.
Not fine with me. Not fine with me on your behalf, Phoebe.
But I'm just like, I'm going to die.
We're both going to die.
I know, but I didn't used to think about that. I think about it a lot more now that I'm going to die.
Because of the baby?
No, just in general. Just because getting older, I'm like, this is going to end.
Yeah.
And that terrifies me.
How would you like to die?
I wouldn't like to die anyway.
Never? You don't ever want to die? I guess not.
I mean...
Would you do the frozen thing? Where they freeze you with hopes that they figure out what's wrong with you later?
Oh, God. No, this is stressing me out. I can't even...
I knew I could make you cry.
I guess in my sleep...
In your sleep, freeze you?
No, I guess I would be fine with dying in my sleep.
Yeah, totally. That's the pimpest way to die. If you die in your sleep, that's...
It makes me sad.
I'd pay $20,000 to guarantee that I die in my sleep. And then they do it that night. Cool! Guess I didn't need the money anyway.
But yeah, I'm really excited about the baby. I think it's going to be great. They don't know the sex yet. They want it to be a surprise. Which is cool, but it's also like...
Tell us.
Yeah, and it's also like there are tons of other things that you can have be a surprise in your life. Like...
It's ugly.
No, but it's like pack three lunches on Sunday night, put in your fridge, and then just grab a random bag on Monday morning. Like, you should be able... Like that...
But what do you mean? Where do the lunches come in?
No, but like that's like a fun...
That's the fun
that's
surprise?
That's a surprise. Like, I want to know... Like, this is like a gender.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you should know
so
the gender.
So they don't know either.
No, and I'm like, this is a gender you're raising.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of silly.
Like, you should kind of prepare. Like, if it's a girl, make sure
I'm going to go on the record saying, the baby's stupid, the surprise gender is stupid. I'm on your side, Phoebe, and I don't want this baby taking over your family's life.
No, that's not what I said.
That's not what you said, but I'm about drama on this podcast, and there has not been enough drama. By the way, I stole your wallet.
No.
Do you want to call my mom?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to call my mom.
What's her first name?
Ursula.
Really?
But one thing is, she won't be able to hear you, but you can say anything about what she's saying while she's talking. So that's the plus is you can talk shit about my mom while she's talking.
I wouldn't do
the
that.
Minus is, I'll punch your face in. The plus is, I won't. Are you ready?
I am. Okay. And she knows that we're calling?
She knows that we're calling. Okay, she despises the fact that I've worked her into this podcast, but I think she also kind of loves it. And the other day she called me and she was like, I just want to know, you know, if you start making money at this, will I be included? And she was like, oh, of course I'm joking. And I think my dad was like, what are you saying? Like, oh, I'm joking. But you know that she's like looking for a development deal.
Yeah. It's like, it's not going to happen with the podcast, Mom.
Could. Stranger things have happened. Look at Wendy Williams' show.
Oh, yeah, that's why she started on radio.
I didn't even know that, but see?
Yeah, she like was on radio for like, what was it, Hot 97?
No. Was she?
It was something.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, there we go. We can put her on this mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Ursula Fry. Oh, you should also know my.
Wait, her last name is Ursula Fry?
Yeah, she didn't take Jalice. No ladies are taking Jalice.
Telephone number.
What
two,
a bee.
Seven,
let's leave her a message.
Can't take your call right now. Please record your message after the beep. When you've finished recording, simply hang up or press pound.
I'm addicted to drugs, and I'm not going back. This is my last day.
She's calling me another one.
Okay. Cancel that. I'm not addicted to drugs. Okay, we're going to end and accept.
Mother?
Oh, hold on one second.
Now. What do you want now?
Now?
What do you want now?
Just your love and affection. It's what I've wanted my whole life.
Okay.
Are bring like, dad and Barry there?
I have 11 ways to lift your mood.
Okay, give it to me, girl.
Well, you
want to
know?
Mom, I live for this. What is it?
The first one is, it may be time to take that hilarious cocker out to lunch, which would be you.
Hilarious cocker?
Number one is laughing.
Number one is laughing. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you're going to buy me lunch?
An antidote to all kinds of mental and physical ailments. Laughter instantly lessens the flow of stress hormones, lowers blood pressure, relaxes muscles, and triggers a flood of endorphins.
You know, they say there Swiss people are not good off the cuff, but this lady just...
You're a doctor now. Doctor of love.
Doctor of love?
Okay.
Oh, doctor of laughter. Laugh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hit me with another one. I want a few more. I want your favorite few more ways of...
Okay, I'm going to run through some. Okay, snuggle in front of a fragrant place, like a fireplace. Create a pleasure drawer. I thought that was quite interesting.
Mom, not so
put
sexy.
In...
She sounds like a movie villain.
Sexy? Is that a sexy tip?
Drawer.
I'm sorry, what?
A pleasure drawer, like when you have a drawer, like you have, you know, like drawers, you have a, where you
Fupa?
Put your stuff, right? Pleasure drawer.
All right. Well, we got an extra sexy
tip.
You could have a drawer
with stuff in it that, you know, kind of makes you happy.
That seems like a murderer thing.
Tiny scented candles and beautiful tins, pop art inspired. Beanbag sachet scented with
beanbag sachet
grapefruit and peppermint, Hershey's Kisses, tiny self-massage tools, etc., etc. Okay?
Like a vibrator.
That's number... Well, I wasn't saying no. They're not talking about my vibrators. Number four is...
That's a whole other drawer.
Okay, color will make you happy.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Breathe easy. Okay.
Breathe icy.
The short, shallow gulps of air most of us take when we're tense make us lightheaded and even edgier. So
are you lightheaded right now?
Deeply. No. Soothe your soles. Give yourself a little massage on your foot. Press your palm. Okay. Number eight, very important. Stroke a pet. I mean, we all know that pets make you happy.
These all sound very sexual, Mom.
If they're toilet trained, it's very good.
It's very good to stroke your toilet trained pet.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, exercise. Walk, run, or jump rope. Unwind with a whiff. That's essential oil.
What's a whiff?
To make you happy.
Oh, a whiff of essential oil?
And The last one, number 11, go ahead, have a bite of chocolate.
Go ahead.
Really, happiness can come from stimulating our senses with short but frequent moments of pleasure. You have dozens of little opportunities every day to indulge yourself, so do it.
Eat some chocolate. Get a shelf full of vibrators. Stroke your pet.
Okay, cootie.
Okay, mommy.
Okay.
Are you talking to Cootie or me?
Go. Our visitors are here, by the way.
Oh, all right. Tell them I love them and I love you, and I'll give you a call shortly.
Okay.
Okay.
Right,
bye.
Bye. Bye, Bina. I love you too.
And she'll never hear from me again.
She's so cute. She kind of sounds like a villain in a movie, though,
totally.
Right?
She's the villain in my movie.
Yeah.
She'll call me and leave a message being like, do your taxes. Click. Well, the guests, if you must know they're there, are Shauna, my wife's parents, drove from Virginia to Toronto, are hanging out with my parents for the weekend.
Wow.
This is adorable and scary.
Do your in-laws get along with your
parents?
Yeah,
my parents went to visit them in Virginia over the summer.
So it's just
like
the
making
four
the,
of them?
They're making the movie a trilogy.
So it was just like the four of them?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
it's fun. It's cute. Because These are people that, like, for on both of their ends, they were like, why are you gay? That's obviously the man from Virginia. Who are now like, oh, cool, new friends.
Guys, new friend time.
New friend time. Guys, it's time to go out there. Open your drawer of pleasure satchels. Take a whiff of that lilac candle. Touch that toilet trained pet. And Google Phoebe Robinson.
Google.
This has been Wendy Williams on My Sexy Podcast. I'm Sabrina Jalise, signing off as Wendy Williams. Over to Phoebe goodbye.
You gotta do how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, that was Wendy Williams. There you go. Yeah, you guys are awesome. I am.
You guys are awesome. Yeah, you guys have been completely amazing. Whatever it has, while you've been picking your buttholes and smelling it and wiping it on my Samsung, listening to this podcast.
I'm on Twitter at P Robinson Comedy, glamour.com. New season of Girl Code airs at the end of August, I believe, and my
squeeze out another promo.
And my at UCB East, the last Tuesday of every month, I do my Blaria Live stand up show. So there, the ticket's only $5.
Yeah, come on, splurge $5. Once again, this has been Wendy Williams as Sabrina Jalise, as Wendy Williams, saying, what have you done for your pleasure chest lately?
Bam.
Both.
Think on it.
Peace. We out at 4228, John.
Bye.
Bye.
Stone cold. Don't you know you are my heart?
Girl, milkshakes are only 98 cents. Say, woo!
Fooling around and chasing old mistakes.